34, section 2, question 10. Now, here we're looking for an assumption. Now, I know that on this one it says to be properly drawn, but because it says depends on it, we are looking for something that's essential, something that must be true. And so it's an assumption question, not a make it perfect. So as we look at what's happening, the conclusion is when the mayor's plan is first implemented, payment will not be effectively enforced. So that's what we need, that's what we've got as our conclusion. Now the evidence in favor of that is that the mayor plans to charge this fee of $10 per day. Payment will be enforced using a highly sophisticated system that has digital cameras, and that won't be ready until the end of next year. And without it, you're going to have mass evasion of the charge. So people just aren't going to pay it. Now, where we get the gap here is it says, therefore, when the mayor's plan is first implemented, payment of the charge will not be effectively enforced. The problem is we've never said anywhere in the evidence when the plan is going to be implemented. It just says the mayor plans to implement this. And we know that the system won't be ready until the end of next year. Maybe the mayor wants to implement the system next year. And so that's where I saw the gap here. So A, the mayor's plan to charge for driving will be implemented before the end of next year. That's our correct answer. This is going to be the right one. We have to assume that. Because if we make that false, and remember that's our way to check with the assumption questions, is flip it around and make it false and see what happens. And as we look at this, if you make that false and the mayor doesn't plan to charge, that charge isn't going to be implemented before the end of next year, all of a sudden this argument falls apart, because if the mayor's planning to do it 2 years from now, well, the system will be in place and we won't really have to worry about it. So A is the right answer, but let's go ahead, and I would take this and go. It's exactly what we need. We predicted it, and it, if we make it false, it destroys the argument. But we'll go ahead and look at the others really quickly. The city will incur a budget deficit. I'd throw this out right now because we don't have to assume anything about a budget deficit. That's outside of the scope of this. We'd get rid of it. C, the plan to charge for downtown driving should be implemented as soon as payment can be enforced. That's a value claim. It's saying should or shouldn't. This question doesn't bring into account anything about value of what is or isn't the best thing to do, what should or shouldn't be done. It's just about what will or won't happen. Remember, we've got to watch out for value judgments. Those are different than statements of fact. So C is wrong because the value judgment is outside of the scope. D, raising revenue is a more important consideration than reducing congestion. We don't have to assume anything about which one is more important. It's just saying, look, we can do both, but it isn't saying which one we need more. And then E, a daily charge is the most effective way to reduce traffic congestion. This is our classic straight up too strong. Most effective way to reduce it. We don't have to assume that it's the most effective, but just that the mayor plans to do it. We don't even have to assume that it is going to be effective. It's just about whether or not the enforcement can work. And so, therefore, answer choice A is definitely the correct one.